高兴今天能跟大家在一起。
Last week we were away in North Carolina.
上个星期我们在北卡。
We were on the Marine base there at South Carolina where my son-in-law is stationed.
是在我那个女婿的那个南卡的一个海军基地。
And there was a lot of activity on the base, and they were scurrying around getting ready to load up on a ship.
他们就是那个海军基地很繁忙，因为他们要准备往船上装一些东西。
They were taking a large number of the Marines to Haiti to assist in the recovery efforts and to give clean water and shelter and food to those poor suffering people in Haiti.
然后他们是准备好要去海地，这个船是要给帮助海地的那些受灾的难民带的水呀，还有食物，去要帮助那些受难的那个居民。
I told my son-in-law that it made me especially proud that he wanted to go and be part of a relief effort to help the poor.
然后我就是对我的女婿说，我真的是很以他为荣，因为他愿意去，然后成为这个救援部队的一部分一份子。
This week when I was praying that the storm would stay away from Florida and stay out to sea, I happened to think, well, if God allowed that storm to work such havoc and destruction on the little country of Haiti, why would he be partial to us and keep it offshore?
然后呢，这个星期呢，因为这个飓风的缘故，就祷告求神保守这个飓风呢，能够待在海上，不要击到我们。但是呢，就是说我们这个飓风没有吹到我们，但是飓风却吹到了那个贫穷的那个小小的岛国海地。我就想说，为什么神对我们好像是看得很偏爱我们？
I don't have the answer to that.
我没有答案。
I'm just sharing with you what I've been thinking this week.
我只是给大家分享我这个星期里我心里的想，我心里的感动。
I am extremely grateful and thankful to God that we didn't have to suffer the full brunt of that storm.
我非常非常的感谢神，就是我们这个地方我们不会没有经历到这个飓风的这个正面冲击。
However, this morning I wanted to talk with us for a little while about the benefits of walking with Jesus.
但是今天早上我想要谈的是说和耶稣同行的益处。
About 3 years ago, when I was spending some weeks and some months in the southern part of Taiwan, I had an encounter with a young man one morning.
有一天呢，几年以前，我在台湾的南部碰到一位年轻的男士。
From the Christian Center, on most mornings, I would get up and I would walk across, up over a bridge across the busy highway, and there was a little area on the bridge that people could stop and rest.
然后我就是经过那个繁忙的街道，经过一个小桥，那个周围都是很繁忙的街道，在那个桥下边有个小小的公园，大家可以来到这边休息。
And one morning as I was approaching that rest area, there was a young man that came out and accosted me.
然后呢，有一个年轻人呢，我早上又去那个地方，他就停住我，叫住我。
He said, "Would you give me some money, please, that I could buy breakfast?"
他说，你可不可以给我一些钱，这样我可以去吃早饭，买早餐。
Evidently, he had slept in that rest area overnight.
很明显，他是一个流浪汉，就在那个公园里睡，就在那里露宿。
He was just a young man.
他是很年轻。
And it so happened that I had a $50 coin in my pocket.
正好呢，我的兜里有50块钱台币的那个硬币。
About $1.60.
大概就是美元的，就值美金的1.6块钱。
And so I reached in my pocket, I gave him that coin in the name of Jesus.
然后呢，我就把我这所有的这个硬币都以耶稣的名义给了他。
And I told him to be sure and use it for breakfast.
然后我告诉他，你这个钱真的是用来买早餐。
And then he asked me this question.
然后他就问了我一个问题。
He says, if I believe in Jesus, what benefit will it be for me?
他说，如果我相信耶稣，那我能得到什么好处呢？
Now at that point, I wished I had a good interpreter with me.
那个时候，我真是希望旁边有个可以翻译的人。
He was speaking some Chinese and some Taiwanese, I think.
然后我想他说的一些那个国语跟台语混在一起。
And my Chinese is very, very limited.
我的中文本来就很有限。
But I did understand that question.
但是我确实听懂了他的问题。
And I tried to tell him what benefits it would be to serve Jesus.
我确实想要告诉他，就是说服侍神有什么样的益处，有什么样的好处。
And if I could ever find that young man again, and if I ever had a good interpreter with me that could interpret like Lay this morning, I would like to tell him what I'm going to tell you this morning.
然后呢，如果我 有机会能够再遇到这个年轻人，如果我在旁边有一个那个翻译的话，我就可以告诉他我今天早上要跟大家分享的。
He was wanting to know what benefits materially he would receive if he believed in Jesus.
他想要知道说相信耶稣那物质上就是实际上的那个看得见的好处能得到什么呢？
But I wanted to tell him that if he had his sins forgiven and he really did experience the benefits of being a Christian, that all these other things would be far better in his life.
然后我就是其实我想要告诉他，如果他的罪被赦免，然后他真正经历到一个基督徒的这种重生，那他所经历到的远远胜过这个世界上所能给他的好处。
And so, even though I've read this scripture before in this congregation, I still want to read it again because it's the only thing on my mind this morning.
虽然我这个经文以前跟大家分享过，但是我还是要跟大家再次分享，因为那真的是我心里的感动。
From the time I realized that I was to preach today, this is the only thought of a message that I've been able to think of.
自从我知道了，就是说我今天要讲到，那我脑中就唯一的想到的就是这些经文。
So I'm going to give credit to the Holy Spirit.
所以我要把这个我这个所有的荣耀都归给神，归给圣灵。
So I would like to read Psalm 103 verses 1 through 7 in English, and then Lei will read it in Chinese.
我要以中我用英文来读诗篇103篇的1到7节，然后我会用中文读。
He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses.His acts unto the children of Israel.
我的心哪，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。我的心哪，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。以致你如鹰返老还童，耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
The psalmist David is starting out this psalm by giving praise to God.
这个诗篇呢，刚开始是以赞美开始的，以感谢开始的。
It's always good to praise God.
赞美神永远都是好的，都是合宜的。
God is good, and He is good every day.
神是良善的，他每天都对我们，神是美好的。
Good all the time.
神是永远都是美好的。
And because He's good all the time, we can praise Him all the time.
因为他永远的这样的良善，这样的美好，我们所以可以永远的来赞美、称赞他、赞美他。
And when He starts out beginning to list the blessings that He has received, He starts out with the blessing of forgiveness, who forgiveth.All our iniquities.
当这个诗人开始来列举神给我们的那个祝福的时候，他刚开始始于神对我们的饶恕。
The Bible is a very wonderful book in many aspects.
当然，圣经是一本很棒的书。
If I was writing a book, I would tell you only the good things about a person that I wanted to be the main character.
如果我要写一本书的话，我要在里边有个人物，那我肯定只会写这个人的优点和长处，就是我的主要人物的。
But even though King David was one of the greatest men of the Old Testament, still the Bible tells us of his faults, his failures, and yes, his sins.
虽然是大卫王是圣经中的旧约中的一位伟大的人物，但是圣经中同样告诉我们他所犯的过犯。
The Bible tells us that King David was a man that was seeking God. His heart was longing for God.
圣经中告诉我们，大卫王他的心向着神，他寻求神。
Yet King David, in his life, at one point in his life, he sinned and he sinned greatly.
但是在大卫王的，就是他的一生中的有个时机，他确实犯罪，而且是犯了大罪。
It's not the purpose this morning, but sometimes you might want to take a study of King David's life during this time. And see what led up to the fact that he placed himself in this temptation.
就是说，今天不是我们的主要的要讲的，但是如果有时间的话，你可以回去好好研读圣经，看看大卫王到底是什么，在什么样的地步，到底什么导致了他犯罪，他在什么样的状况中。
The Bible says briefly that when it was time that kings were supposed to go to war, David stayed home and sent his army into battle.
圣经上很简略的描述说，到列王出战的时候，大卫王就把他的军队都送出去了，但是自己却待在了宫殿。
He was supposed to be out in front of his soldiers, leading his soldiers in battle.
他本来是应该率领他的士兵去一起去打仗的。
That's where he was supposed to be.
他应该是在战场上。
But King David was not where he was supposed to be.
但是大卫王呢，却没有待在他应该待的地方。
And because he had stayed back in his palace, he placed himself in a position to be tempted beyond what he could control.
然后呢，因为他没有待在他所待的地方，他就待在后方，待在宫殿里，他把自己放在了一个受试探的境地。这个试探是他自己本身所不能掌控的。超过他掌控的，超过他能控制的能力。
Sometimes we don't always feel like going to church and gathering together with the believers to worship God.
有的时候呢，我们觉得我们也不想去教会，不想就是说，跟大家在一起来敬拜神。
And sometimes we don't always feel like going to prayer meeting.
有的时候我们也不想感觉，也不想去祷告会。
But unless we're terribly sick and unless there's something terribly wrong, we are supposed to be in those places because the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
如果要，除非你是病得很重，或者有什么特别的原因，应该来参加聚会，因为圣经上明明的说不可停止聚会。
And so when King David was where he was not supposed to be, he saw another man's wife and he committed adultery with another man's wife.
然后呢，大卫王呢，就是说他因为他没有待在他本身应该待的地方呢，他就陷入试探中，他看到另外别人的妻子，然后他就落入罪中，然后就犯了奸淫罪。
And then adultery led to the murder of.
然后这个奸淫罪就导致了谋杀。
The woman's husband.
然后他就是谋杀了那个女人的丈夫。
All trying to keep it covered up and trying to keep it a secret, the sins that they had committed.
他之所以这样做，就是要为了掩盖他的罪行。
And so here it is. They think they've got it covered up, and King David, he goes on for about a year, not saying anything about it, but in another place he talks about God's hand being heavy upon him.
然后呢，这样的大卫王就这样的过了一年，他也不跟别人说。但是在圣经中的另外一处记载了，大卫王记载说，在这一年中间，他的说耶和华的手在他身上沉重。
In Psalm 32, in the later verses, I didn't put them on your sheet this morning, but in the later verses in Psalm 32, King David says, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old." Yeah, through my roaring all the day long.
然后大卫王在诗篇三十二篇，我在这个讲义给你们的上面写，就是说我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。
He said, "My moisture was turned into the drought of summer."
他说我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
You see, what was happening was he was trying to keep his sin covered up. He didn't want anybody to know. But the fact of it was, God knew about his sin.
他就是说他在做什么呢？他想要掩，就是把他的罪给遮掩起来，让别人都不知道。但是呢，在这同时呢，神是一清二楚的。
God knew that he didn't go to battle when he was supposed to go to battle.
神当然知道他本来应该去上战场，但是他却没去。
God knew that he had committed adultery.
神知道他犯了奸淫。
God knew that he had committed murder.
神也知道他犯了谋杀。
And God knew that he had committed all of this deception.
神也知道他所有的这些欺谎的，这些诡诈的罪。
And so, whatever sins that we commit in the darkest of night, and we think that nobody knows, still God knows.
有时候我们觉得我们所犯的这些、所做的这些事情都在黑暗里犯的，没有人知道，但是神是一清二楚。
And so, after God let David and the others suffer for about a year, God reveals it all to His prophet Nathan.
然后呢，神就让大卫在这种闭口不认罪、这种痛苦之中，就是让他就这样的一年。然后神就把这些向他的先知纳丹显示。
Prophets really didn't have a great place of respect in those days, but here he was. I imagine The old prophet over his clothes were not too good. Maybe he didn't wash as often as he should have. But God gave him a message, and he had to go to deliver it to the king.
但是呢，那个旧约中的先知并不，其实在那个里边并不是说很受尊重的。他们的可能也不是说穿得很整齐，衣服很干净。但是神却借着先知，就是告诉他他神所要讲的信息。
And so when he goes in and delivers it to the king, he tells him a story. And who is it among us that doesn't like a good story?
当纳丹去见王的时候，他告诉这个王呢一个故事。那我们中间所有的人都喜欢听故事，对不对？
He said there was a rich man that had a large flock of sheep.
他说有一个富人，他有一个很大的羊群。
And there was a poor man that lived beside him that only had one sheep.
他说有一个穷人呢，就在这个富人的邻居，他只有一只小羊羔。
He was so poor that he took his sheep inside his house with him at night to protect that one sheep that he had.
然后呢，因为这个穷人很穷，所以他晚上就把这个羊羔带到房间里，就是保护这个羊。
And I can see the poor man taking food off of his own table to feed his sheep.
所以这个羊羔对这个羊呢，对这个穷人是很宝贵的。甚至我们可以想象，可能这个主人呢，这个主人把桌上的食物给这个羊羔吃。
And so the prophet says to the king, when the rich man had a visitor to come through the country and stop at his house.Instead of going and getting one of his many sheep, he goes and gets the one sheep that the poor man had.
所以呢，那个先知就讲了，说那个时候呢，这有一个这个富人呢，有很多羊群的富人呢，他有一个客人来了，但是呢，他招待这个客人，他不是说从他所有的羊群中间随便挑只羊，而是他把那个他邻居的那个穷人的羊羔给夺走了。
And he prepares that sheep to feed his guest.
然后他把那个羊杀了，羊羔杀了，来款待他的客人。
In your mind, can't you see the king rising up off of his throne, standing on his feet in anger and pointing his finger and saying, whoever that man is, he deserves to die.
然后我们可以想象这幅画面，这个王就从大卫王就从宝座上站起来，就站着说，谁是那个人，他必偿还四倍。
But the old prophet points his finger at the king and he says, you're the one that's guilty.
但是老先知就指着他说，你就是那人。
This wasn't a story about sheep.
这个不是关于羊羔的故事。
This was a story about something much more valuable than sheep.
这是讲到一个比羊更有价值的事。
This was about sin and trying to keep it covered up.
这是讲到说想要去掩盖罪。
Thinking that nobody knows.
你想的以为别人没有人知道。
Now who knows what the king was going to do at that point?
谁知道当这个先知这样讲，谁知道国王这个大卫王会怎么做呢？
Was he going to call his soldiers and have the prophet put to death?
或者他叫可以叫他的卫兵把这个就是杀死这个刺死这个先知。
To try to keep this thing quiet a little longer.
然后就让这个罪呢再掩盖的时间长一点。
But King David, being the man after God's own heart, he immediately confesses his sin.
但是大卫王呢是合神心意的人，他马上就忏悔了。
And I think he feels in his heart, thank God it's finally out in the open. I don't have to keep it covered up anymore.
大卫王也许在他的心里说，感谢神，现在这个东西终于被揭开了，我不需要再掩饰了。
I can get away from this crying out in the daytime and constantly thinking about these sins that I've committed.
然后我就不用这样日夜的思想这个罪，好像这个罪一直追着我。
And so King David, after in his confession in Psalm 51,He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
所以呢，大卫王就在这里诗篇里边51篇讲到，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并解除我的罪。
Then in Psalm 32,
然后在诗篇32篇
verses 1 and 2, we see where he has his forgiveness when he says, "Blessed is he." Whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
在这里，大卫就讲到，大卫王就讲到了被赦免其说得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
So here it is. We have David now that he's on the other side of this sin. He's still going to have to suffer the consequences of this terrible sin that he's committed, but he's been forgiven by God.
但是这时候我们看到大卫王就是在这个他所犯的罪的另外一边，他还是要继续承受罪所带来的后果，但是呢，他的罪却是被赦免了。
And so I see a number of people looking back at me this morning and saying, "Preacher, what does that have to do with me?"
然后很多人你们中间就会问我说，哎，那个，那对我牧师啊，这跟我有什么关系呢？
I haven't committed adultery.
我也没有犯奸淫罪。
I haven't committed murder.
我也没有杀人。
I haven't committed all the deception that goes along with these things.
我也没有欺诈，也没有欺骗。
So what does that have to do with me?
那跟我有这个你想的这些跟我有什么关系呢？
But see, here's what the Bible says. It says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
圣经上讲得很清楚，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And while we may not be guilty of these sins, thank God that we're not. Nevertheless, we are guilty of sin in our lives that we committed.
虽然说我们感谢神，我们没有犯这些罪，但是在我们的生命中，我们却犯别的罪。
And the path to forgiveness is the same for us that it was for King David.
对我们来讲，得赦免的这个途径跟大卫王的得赦免的途径是一样的。
There really is no other path.
这个没有别的方法可以让你得到赦免。
Don't think I'm just talking to you this morning. This applies to all of us. The ground is level when it comes to the foot of the cross.
当我们那个不是说我这个只是对你讲的这些话呢，也是对我们所有人，包括对我自己讲的。当我们来到十字架之前，我们所有人是站在同一个位置的。
And so, on January the 8th, 1968, when I bowed at an altar and asked Jesus to come into my heart, I had to confess sins that I had committed.
当1968年一月八号，我跪在这个祭坛前，让耶稣进到我的心里的时候，我必须要向神忏悔我所犯的罪。
And I could rejoice with King David and say, "Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities?"
所以呢，我可以像大卫王这样的欢喜，说他忘他就是赦免我的一切罪孽。
And so this morning, the blessing of forgiveness, the benefit of forgiveness, is for everyone.
所以呢，这个能够得赦免的这个益处呢，是可以给每个人都是可以得到的。
I thank God for forgiveness this morning.
所以我真的是为了神的饶恕、神的赦免感谢神。
If I can testify to you this morning, I'm glad that my sins are forgiven.
我可以向你做见证，我真的是感谢神，我的罪得到了赦免。
I'm glad that I can rejoice with King David that all my sins are forgiven.
我可以跟大卫王一起欢喜快乐，说我一切的罪孽都被神赦免了。
I don't think that forgiveness is just one-dimensional. It's not. It has many dimensions.
那个不要想到那个赦免只是说一个就是一维的，实际上有很多不同的方面。
I was thinking about forgiveness over this week, and I was thinking about how some things are so easily to be forgiven.
然后呢，我就想到说，这个星期呢，我所得到的赦免，有些时候我们觉得有些事情是很容易被饶恕、被赦免的。
When I was in the army andJust getting ready to leave Germany to come back to the United States.
当我在部队的时候，我那时候在德国，我准备要离开德国回到美国的时候，
I owed one of my buddies some money.
然后我欠了我一个好朋友的一些钱。
And I thought about it.
然后我就想到了。
I thought, well, I can get out of Germany before he even knows I'm gone, and I'll never see him again, so I won't need to pay that.
然后我想说，我就这样离开德国，他也从来也见不到我，我也不用还他钱了。
But you know, when God got a hold of my heart and He reminded me of that, I had to put that money in an envelope and send it back and confess to Him that I had taken His money by deception.
然后呢，我但是神呢就不放过我，神就把这个意念放在我的心里，所以我必须写了一封信，把这个钱放过去，就是说，其实我拿到那个钱呢是靠的一些欺骗得到的。
And of course, he told all my former buddies and everybody. Fred wrote to me and sent my money back. He's got religion, ha ha ha, and that was a little bit of reproach.
然后呢，这个所带来的结果是什么呢？他收到那个钱，他就告诉我所有的朋友说啊，那个 Fred 这个人呢，他原来骗我的钱，他现在把钱，他但是现在呢，成了所谓成了一个基督徒了，就把钱送回来了，多可笑啊！他们就都嘲笑我。就是、
But that was an easy sin to get forgiven.
但是当他这样的对我的时候，这件事情对我来讲不是很容易去饶恕的。
But then I think about a time, suppose Suppose the time, this never happened to me, I'm not talking personal experience now, but suppose the time that a young man is drinking and he's driving and he has an accident and he injures someone else in another automobile.
然后呢假设当然这个我希望从来没有发生有个年轻人喝醉酒然后开车然后有这个车祸伤到另外一个人。
And suppose that person that's injured becomes handicapped and they're handicapped for the rest of their life because of the sin of the drunk driver that hit them.
假设这个被撞的人呢就因为这场车祸就成了终身残疾然后呢就是因为那个人喝醉酒。
And so the drunk driver, he in a short period of time, he comes to the altar and he confesses his sins and he receives forgiveness from God for that incident.
假设呢，这个喝醉酒出就是撞人的人呢，他过了几个月，他相信神，来到神的宝座前，相信神，接受让神赦免他一切的罪，求神赦免他一切的罪。
But then when he's thinking about that and he realizes that he's injured somebody for the rest of their life, the hand of God seems to be heavy upon him. He cannot shake the fact that he has done harm to someone else.
假设这个人呢他后来就神就让他就想起来他曾经因为醉酒把别人造成别人的终生残疾那他的心里这个真是很沉重神的手在他身上。
And so he goes back to God and he says, what must I do?
然后他就去问神说那我应该做什么呢
God says, I've forgiven you.
然后神说我已经饶恕你了我已经赦免你的罪了
But yet there are consequences that will remain for every sin that's committed.
但是呢 所有的罪呢他的这个结果他的这个后果是一直会在那儿的
And so now that young man is thinking,What I've got to do is forgive myself because I had no excuse for what I did.
然后这个年轻人就想说我现在要做的就是原谅我自己因为我没有办法给我自己的行为找任何的借口。
And so somebody looks at him and says, your biggest problem now is you must forgive yourself.
所以有些人就告诉他说你现在最大的问题就是说你就要原谅你自己。
But every time I try, he says, I keep thinking about that person that I injured.
但是这个年轻人就说，我每次想要说原谅我自己，我就想到那个我曾经导，因为我醉酒驾车导致残疾的那个人。
That's a different dimension, isn't it?
所以那这个饶恕就是从是另外一个方面，就是。
But you know what, God forgave King David, even though he injured other people, and God can forgive us as well.
神呢？原饶恕赦免了大卫虽然他伤害了别人神同样也可以赦免我们的罪
And when those thoughts still come to us which we'll always remember when those thoughts still come we have to say I committed it to God God forgave me of my sins and I know nothing else to do I'm going to trust in God for his forgiveness
所以呢当这些当你想到这些念头的时候呢就要不断的来到神面前说神已经赦免了我的罪我什么也做不了我就相信神就是信靠神他赦免我一切的罪
And so when that young man looks into the face of God and he realizes that God has forgiven him of his sin he can thank God for the wonderful benefit of walking with Jesus and forgiveness
所以当这个年轻人当他看到来到神面前他意识到真的知道说神赦免他一切的罪他品尝到了和神同行的这个益处这个被饶恕的益处
So when King David said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, that includes all of us. We can read those words and we can join with David in giving praise to God for his forgiveness.
所以呢大卫王就说我的心哪你要称颂耶和华他赦免你的一切罪孽。所以我们这个一切罪孽包括所有的一切。所以当我们读这些神的话的时候我们的心可以得到鼓励。
And then the King David, he says, who healeth all thy diseases.
然后大卫王继续就说他医治你的一切疾病。
There's another way of saying this, who forgives all of your sins or all of your iniquities regardless of what they are.
就说不管你犯的是什么样的罪孽神都赦免了。
But I still lack the healing of all diseases that King David is talking about.
但是我还是很喜欢大卫王讲的医治你的一切疾病。
See, sometimes people read this and they say, God has promised to heal all of my physical diseases.
有些人读到这里就想，哦，神会医治我身体上的一切疾病。
I don't believe that's what it's talking about.
我觉得这个不是大卫王在这里所讲的。
But it's talking about our spiritual diseases.
它讲到是我们属灵上的疾病。
It's talking about our emotional diseases.
讲到我们情绪上的疾病。
It's talking about our instability.
它讲到我们的这个就是我们的这个不安全感。
And so see, just go back for a minute to that young man that was drunk driving and injured another person. He is still struggling emotionally because of that, even though he's been forgiven. But now King David says, who healeth all of your emotional diseases.
比如说讲到刚才那个撞车醉酒驾车的年轻人，他虽然被神赦免，但是他还是常常会感到这种罪疚感。大卫王在这里说呢，他的情绪上感受上还是有这种很强的罪疚感。大卫王说他医治你的一切疾病。
And then sometimes people try to walk with Jesus in an unstable way, with a lot of instability in their lives.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们虽然想和神同行，但是他们的和神同行却不是很稳固，总是这样高高低低的，摇摇摆摆的。
Like the student who comes into the registrar and he says, one day I've decided to drop out of school, and the next day he comes, I've decided to stay in school. The next day, I'm going to leave anyway. And the next day, well, I think I'll stay another day or two.
所以呢，这就像有些学生怎么这样的不稳固，就是说他今天到那个注册的办公室，学校说，哦，我决定要退学了。第二天就说我还要待在学校里，第三天说我又要退学了，第四天又说我还是待在学校里，就这种左右摇摆不定的。
You see, when I became a Christian, I still had some of those thoughts that I enjoyed the ways of the world.
所以呢，即使我虽然我变成了成为了基督徒，但是我有些部分我的心里还是想法呢，还是跟这个世界相同，我还是喜欢世界上的一些东西。
So there would be times when I would hear an older person that had been walking with Jesus for a while stand up and say, I've walked with him all of these years and I've never turned back, not one time.
所以呢，我们有时候看到有些那个老的圣徒就站起来说，我跟主耶稣同行这么多年，我从来没有背弃过他。
But that wasn't my testimony.
但是那个实际上不是，也可能不是一个非常好的一个不是一个见证。
Until one night,This thing of the instability, trying to walk with Jesus in such an unstable way was wearing on me so heavily that I said, I cannot go to sleep until this matter is settled in my own heart.
所以但有的时候呢，你这个跟神同行呢，你是这么的左右摇摆，这样的不稳定，直到有一天我向神说，我确实是没有能力这样的很稳固的和你同行。
And so I found a couple of pastors at Hope Sound Bible College when I was a student there, and they prayed with me that night, and God put something in my heart that took away my instability.
所以呢，在我在那个 Hope Sound 的那边的圣经学院读书的时候呢，就有两个老师跟我一起祷告，因为我是年轻的，他刚才讲的是他的听到一个老人家这样讲，所以人家为他这老师为他祷告，他心里边那种不稳固感，神就把这个拿走了，觉得不确定感。
And I can tell you from that night, I've never had one desire to go back.
所以从那天开始，我就再也不想回到这个世界上。
There's been temptations along the way.
当然在这个过程中间也有试探。
But underneath it all, there seems to be that desire that whatever happens, I've got to walk with Jesus, whatever the consequences.
所以但是在我不管什么样的情况，在我的心底深处有这样的一个愿望，说不管怎么样，我要跟神同行，我要跟耶稣同行。
You see, the Apostle James talks about this particular instability, this sin, when he says in James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, he says, If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
所以呢，这个在雅各书呢，使徒雅各讲得很清楚，就是讲到这种不稳定的人、心怀二意的人，他是这样说的：你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐于众人、也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人。就像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾，这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
You see, a double-minded man—that's what he was talking about. That was me. It seems like he was talking about me some 2,000 years ago.
这好像呢，心怀二意的人，我就是那个心怀二意的人。好像雅各在2000年前就写下这话，就对着我说的。
I wanted to walk with Jesus because I could see that those who were walking with Jesus were doing better in life than what I was.
然后呢，我想和神同行，因为我看到那些和神跟耶稣同行的人，他们的生命真是不一样，他们确实好像更好一些。
But when I would get back with my friends again in the world, I would want to go with them because I thought they were having fun and a good time.
然后，但是跟我原来的朋友在一起的时候呢，我又想跟他们同行，因为我觉得他们好像过得挺快乐的，挺有很多的乐趣。
I can't help but believe that the Holy Spirit has led me to say some of these things this morning because I believe that there's probably somebody here that is now like I was then.
然后呢，我相信圣灵让我讲这些是有意义，是有圣灵神的意识的，因为我相信你们其中的或者是谁跟我一样，就像我当年的我是心怀二意的。
Want to follow Jesus, but you just haven't quite made up your mind to follow him every day.
你是想跟随耶稣，但是你又不能下定决心每天都跟随耶稣。
As God healed me of my double-mindedness, I believe that he can heal any person here or any person in the world.
就像神医治我这种心怀二意的疾病，我相信神也可以医治你的心怀二意。
And then the psalmist David, he talks about who redeemeth thy life from destruction.
然后大卫王继续讲到他使你的命脱离死亡。
We can go back into the Old Testament to get some glimpse into what it means to be redeemed.
我们可以回到旧约来看一看，就是很快的看一下到底什么意味着救赎你的命脱离死亡。
It's not one of those times when it's a real pretty story. No, it's not a pretty story at all. It's an ugly story, but redemption comes and that puts beauty out of ashes.
这不是一个美好的故事，而是丑陋的故事。但是当救赎来临的时候，神就从这种灰烬中带出赞美音。
The prophet Hosea was instructed to go and to take a prostitute for his wife.
这个神对这个先知何西阿说，你去找一个淫妇。
And when he brought her to his home as a wife, they began to have children.
然后呢，这个何西阿呢，就是跟一个淫妇结婚了，然后他们就神让他去，就是他们就有孩子了。
Her name was Gomer.
这个何西阿的这个妻子呢，叫歌篾。
And then, as they had their first child and their second child and their third child, everything seemed to be going well.
然后这个歌篾，他们有了三个孩子，好像现在每件事情都没问题了，都挺好的。
But then as you continue to read in the rest of chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Hosea, you begin to see how that Gomer's eyes begin to wander and she began to think about the old life and wanting to go back to the old ways of sin.
然后呢，如果你去看到何西阿书的第一章、第二章，你就看到这个歌篾呢，他的心呢，他的眼怎么又开始到处乱看，他又想回到他过去的生活，对他的先生不忠实。
And so she went back into sin and she became enslaved by her sin.
然后呢，她又回到过去的罪中，她就被罪所奴役，被罪所捆绑，成为罪的奴仆。
Not much different than what happens today when people go back to the old ways of the world.
这就像今天的人从又回到虽然信主了，但是又回到过去的那个旧有的生活方式。
There's a cord that wraps around them when they commit their first sin.
然后呢，当他们犯他们信主之后犯他们第一个罪的时候呢，就好像有个绳子缠绕了他们。
And as they continue to sin, that cord continues to wrap around them, and it becomes much more and more difficult to break.
然后呢，他们就是如果他们不断的犯罪，好像这个绳子就不断的捆绑他们，这样挣脱罪就变得越来越困难。
Until it becomes impossible.
然后到最后，这个他们要挣脱这个罪，看的已经是不可能了。
And so they're enslaved.
所以他们就被罪所奴役。
And here's what in chapter 3 of Hosea, here's what God tells Hosea to do.
在那个第三章何西阿第三章，这是神对何西阿所说的。
Then said the Lord unto me, Go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver and for a homer of barley and a half homer of barley. Then I said unto her, Thou shalt abide with me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot. Thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be with thee.
耶和华对我说，你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱他们。我便用银子十五舍客勒大麦一霍梅尔半买他归我。我对他说，你当多日为我独居，不可行淫，不可归别人为妻，我向你也必这样。
Even though she had committed unspeakable sins against her husband.
对他的先生犯下了难以描述的罪行。
Unspeakable sins against her children.
然后对他的孩子所犯下了不可言传的罪行。
Unspeakable sins against her own body.
然后呢，对他自己的身体也犯下了不可描述的罪行。
Yet God said to Hosea, I want you to go and to buy her back. He was sending Hosea to redeem her from her slavery of sin.
但是神呢，却对何西阿说，你去把她买回来，神要把就是让何西阿把他救赎回来，把他从他的罪中救赎回来。
When we study the word redemption and we start looking up the basic definitions of redemption, it just simply means to buy back.
当我们看到救赎，救赎的一个最基本的这个词义就是买回来。
The image that always comes to my mind is these pawn shops that you see here and there.
所以呢，在我脑中所想到总是那些当铺。
I used to go in those places looking for something cheap to buy. I never did take anything to sell.
然后呢，我去当铺呢，总是要想去找一些便宜货，但是我从来不会在那儿去卖什么东西。
But suppose a person had a camera that was worth $500.
假设一个人他有一个很好的照相机500块钱。
And they needed money badly, but they didn't have any other way to get it.
然后呢，他们这时候很需要钱，他们又没有办法筹到钱。
So they take it down to the pawn shop and say, "How much will you loan me for my camera?"
然后这个人呢，可能就带着照相机到这个当铺说，那你为了这个照相机，你可以借给我多少钱呢？
And so they look at it and say, maybe 10% of its value, maybe $50.
那个当铺的人说，哦，看看说，可能就是10%吧，给你50块钱。
And then if you come back within 30 days, you can buy it back for $50 plus our fee.
然后那些人就说，如果你30天之内你回来了，那你就50块，你就可以50块钱加上这个另外的费用，就可以买回来。
But if you don't come back to redeem this camera within 30 days, then we're going to take your name off from it. We'll put it on our shelf and we'll sell it for $300 or $400.
所以，但是如果30天之内呢，你不回来，你过了呢，我们就把这个名字的从你就这个照相机就不属于你了，我们就放在那个货架上，可能就卖300或者400。
But what Hosea did was something much more significant than pawning a camera at a pawn shop.
但是呢，何西阿所做的呢，远远是超过这个。
And when I think far beyond of what Hosea did, I think about the time that I was lost in sin, and God loved me enough that He sent a Redeemer to redeem me.
我想想何西阿所做的，我想想当我自己在深陷罪中的时候，神送出了一位救赎者。
I was like the man in debtor's prison. I couldn't pay my debt for sin, and I couldn't do anything to pay off my debt for sin. But Jesus came because God sent him to die on the cross for my sin that I might receive the price of redemption.
所以呢，我就像那个因为还不起债被下到监牢的人，然后我没有办法还我的债，神送了耶稣，耶稣死在十字架上为我偿还了一切的罪债，然后让我从监牢里出来。
Jesus paid the penalty for sin to satisfy the justice of God.
神，耶稣死在十字架上，就是满足了这个罪所需要受到的惩罚。
To provide redemption for Gomer and provide redemption for David and provide redemption for every one of us here this morning.
神呢，耶稣所付的这个赎价呢，是真的是付了这个。赎回了这个割灭，也赎回了大卫，也赎回了我们中间所在座的每一个人。
Sometimes theological students like to debate the question, who did Jesus pay the price to when he came and died on the cross, the price of our redemption?
所以呢，有些时候呢，神学院的学生喜欢在一起讨论神学问题，就是说，那耶稣他在十字架上配了这个赎价是给了谁呢？
Some misguided theologians sometimes say that he paid the price to the devil because the devil was holding us bondage and this is what Jesus had to do so the devil would turn us loose.
所以有些误导的神学家就说，哦，耶稣把这个赎价交给了那个撒旦，因为撒旦呢，因为人是在罪的权势下，在撒旦的捆绑之下。
But I don't believe it for a minute.
但是我一点都不相信。
Here's what Jesus did. When God said in the garden, if you sin, you shall surely die. And Adam and Eve sinned, they committed a sin against the justice of God.
然后呢，神在那个伊甸园里对大对那个亚当夏娃说：“如果你们要犯罪，你们吃的日子就必死。”然后亚当夏娃就吃了那个果子，所以呢，他们就违背了神的公义，他们就犯罪。
And so this great question, God said, "If you sin, you shall surely die." But how is He going to redeem us? You see, when Jesus died, it satisfied the justice of God because He died in our place, and now we can be redeemed. Jesus was simply satisfying the justice of God when He died on the cross.
所以呢，当神对亚当夏娃说：“你们吃的日子必死。”那当耶稣死，所以呢，这是神公义的要求。当耶稣死在十字架上呢，他是满足了神的公义的要求，就是因为他服了这个代价，神可以接受我们。
Forgiveness is for everyone.
这个赦免，这个饶恕是给每个人的。
Redemption is for everyone.
救赎是给每个人的。
The healing of diseases is for everyone.
医治的一切疾病是给每个人的。
And I'd like to give you a challenge.
我想给大家一个挑战。
When you go home today and you get quiet,
当你今天回去，你安静下来的时候，
turn to Psalm 103 and read the entire Psalm.
回去呢，打开诗篇103篇，从头到尾读一遍。
And see if you can count the benefits of serving Jesus from that psalm.
数算一下你服侍你跟耶稣同行服侍耶稣你所有的益处所有的福气。
Some people have counted 15.
有些人呢数到了15种福气。
Some people have counted 17.
有的人数到了17种。
But that's not all. The benefits of following Jesus are just there, and they just keep going and keep going and keep going.
然后跟随主、服侍主的那个福气就在那里边，你就一直往前走，你就得到更多的福气。
What I would like to do this morning, I would like for everyone to bow their heads.
然后我今天早上想要做的是。
And I would like for anyone that in your heart, you don't have to say so publicly.
也许在你的心里，你不需要就是大声的讲出来。
But anyone in your heart this morning that needs forgiveness of God.
如果在我们其中的任何人，我们的心中需要神的赦免，需要神的饶恕。
I want to pray a short prayer for forgiveness.
我想为你们一个很短的祷告，就是一个求神饶恕的祷告。
And then after we finish this prayer, just keep your heads bowed for a moment.
然后如果我们祷告完以后，我们继续的坐在那里低头。
So let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father. We pray this morning for forgiveness.
父啊，我们真的是今天早晨在这里求你的赦免。
We have no idea of knowing what individual or individuals may be thinking about certain sins that need forgiven.
我们不知道每个人心中所想的，或者其中我们心中有这个要需要被你赦免的罪。
But Lord, we pray that we will help us to look up to you this morning.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们仰望你。
Knowing that you paid the price for our forgiveness.
让我们知道，主啊，是你为我们的罪付上了代价。
And we, like David, can be forgiven.
我们可以像大卫那样被你赦免，被你饶恕。
On every level.
不管我们是在什么样的这样罪在什么样的程度，我们都可以被你饶恕。
Now I would ask those in the congregation if there are those that need the healing of emotions or healing of instability. I want to pray a prayer for that healing.
如果我们中间有需要这个情绪上这个属灵上或者在这个心怀二意上需要被医治的，我想要为你们祷告。
Father in heaven, we continue to pray.
天上的父啊，我们继续的来到你面前。
Individuals that may be struggling with emotional instability issues.
或者是有些人在情绪上，他们这种心怀二意。
One day wanting to follow you, another day wanting to go a different direction.
一天呢，他们可能今天想要跟随你，明天要想要回到旧有的生活方式。
We pray as you did for me with my double-mindedness that you will heal them as well.
主啊，就像你当年真的是医治我的这个心怀二意的病，也求你来医治他们。
And then I would ask those individuals that are wrapped in sin and maybe addictions of some kind that we don't know. We pray now, Lord, for redemption. We pray that you'll help us to cry out for thy mercies.
哦，主啊，我们也特别为其中真的是被罪所困扰，被也许是有一些我们所不知道的，被这个瘾各样的瘾所控制、所掌控的。主啊，愿他们能够向你呼求。
According to thy loving kindness.
因为你的仁爱，因为你的慈悲。
As you set Gomer free, we pray that you'll set those individuals free as well.
主啊，就像你当时真的是救赎了、赦免了割灭，也求你来救赎，让他们从这个罪中得释放。
Maybe it's even hidden from family members, but Lord.
甚至有些他们所犯的罪，家里的人也不知道。
Maybe it's alcohol.
或者是酗酒。
Maybe it's prescription drugs.
或者是那个药物。
Maybe it's even recreational drugs.
或者是有些是我们所不知道的这种好像娱乐方面的。
Would you redeem this morning?
哦，主啊，愿你救赎。
Would you cut the cords that bind?
主啊，求你把那个捆绑的那个锁给剪断。
Set us free today.
主啊，让我们能够得自由。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.